Welcome to your daily devotional for March 23rd. Prosperity by this trade. Acts chapter 19 and verse 25. Men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade. These words were spoken by Demetrius, a silversmith who was in the idol-making business, to his fellow tradesmen. As people were getting converted to the true and living God, his business began to suffer. Sales of dead idols were dropping. When people get converted to Christianity, it ought to follow that their money that formerly went to frivolous things that cater to the sinful appetite will now go to things that glorify God and promote a lifestyle that glorifies the Lord. If enough people were truly converted, Bible-believing, God-fearing Christians, then casinos and barrooms would be going out of business, and there would be no money in movies and books that are designed to arouse lust and encourage deviant behavior. These things have not happened. No way there is more than a remnant of real Christians really living for Christ in America, even in the professing church. Must have been hard to get these trade guild workers converted to Christianity because they had a vested financial and social interest in not becoming Christians. But it was not impossible. Matthew and Zacchaeus were tax collectors making a pretty good living, but they came to faith in Jesus, and both of them walked away from their old lives. So why couldn't the blackjack dealer, the abortion clinic worker, and the drug dealer become Christians? Indeed, some have. Do you have any trades, hobbies, or habits that you either prosper by or spend a great deal of time on? Do they glorify God? Are you a workaholic who finds more identity in your career or job than you do in Christ? Does anything or any combination of things take up so much time that you're among the many that can't seem to find time to obey God's commands, to pray, read His Word, and gather with other believers? Consider if there is anything questionable or blatant that may need to be removed from your life and cut it out. May your prosperity and the prosperity of God's people be in communion with Christ, first and foremost, daily.